of life in relationship. With a willingness to relate to all things in life, we enter into a gracious spirit of practice that regards all as sacred. Our family life, our sexuality, our community, the earth's ecology, politics, money, our relationship to each being and action becomes an expression of the Tao, the Dharma. Spiritual maturity honors our human community and interconnectedness. Nothing can be excluded from our spiritual life. The last quality of spiritual maturity is that of ordinariness. In some traditions, this is called post-enlightenment practice, the ordinariness that arises after the special spiritual states and side effects have faded away. Ordinariness is a simple presence in this moment that allows the mystery of life to show itself. When Thoreau warns us to beware of any activity that requires the purchase of new clothes, he reminds us that simplicity is the way we open to everyday wonder. While we can honor the capacity of consciousness to create an infinite variety of forms, ordinariness is interested in what is here and now. This is the ordinary mystery of breathing or of walking, the mystery of trees on our street or of loving someone near to us. It is not based on attaining mystical states or extraordinary power. It does not seek to become something special, but is emptying, open, listening. There is a great power in ordinariness, a great strength in spiritual maturity. There comes the power to heal ourselves naturally, and just as naturally, our sanity and compassion extends to the world around us. With spiritual maturity, our capacity to open, to forgive, to let go grows deeper. In this comes a natural untangling of our conflicts, a natural undoing of our struggles, a natural easing of our difficulties, and the capacity to come back to a joyful and easeful rest. Maturing on the spiritual path opens up for us 1,000 possibilities. All the magic and enchantment of the 10,000 things that appear before us come alive in a new way. Our thinking and feelings open to an expanded palette. We experience more deeply both the beauty and the sorrow of life. We can see with new eyes and hear the whole great song of life. When we have not heard this great song, we tend to live only in limited possibilities, seeing the world only through the popular myths that have been dispensed to us, the myth of materialism and possessiveness that says worldly goods lead to happiness, the myth of competition and individualism, which produces so much isolation, the myth of achievement and success, which leads to what Joseph Campbell called climbing the ladder only to discover it was against the wrong wall, and the myth of youth, which produces a culture of eternal adolescence and advertising images as our model of reality. These are myths of grasping and separateness. Whenever we try to fix on a particular state, maintain an image, or hold on to an experience, our personal life, our professional life, and our spiritual life will suffer. When we try to repeat what has been in the past, we lose the true sense of life as an opening, a flowering, an unfolding, an adventure. Spiritual life can open us to the magnificent music all around us, not just to that music limited by our ideas or plans or by the story that encapsulates us in our culture. In this, we can touch the mystery. How do we honor this mystery? From an awakened perspective, life is a play of patterns, the patterns of trees, the movement of the stars, the patterns of the seasons, and the patterns of human life in every form. Each of these patterns could be called a song or a story. Poet Muriel Rukeyser said, The universe is made of stories, not atoms. These basic patterns, these stories, the universal archetypes through which all life appears, can be seen and heard when we are still, centered, and awakened. As our vision opens, we can ask extraordinary questions. What patterns and stories have been given to us in this life? What individual form have we taken this time? What are the myths and stories we have inherited? And what stories have we continued to follow in the face of the mystery? In all these stories, we choose and are chosen. The circumstance of our life brings us certain motifs, tasks to fulfill, difficulties we must face, and lessons to learn. We turn these into our story, our song. As we listen deeply, we can hear what part we have chosen, how we have created our identity in the face of the mystery. Yet we must also ask, is this who we are? Spiritual practice is revolutionary. It allows us to step outside the limited view of personal identity, of culture, and of religion, and experience more directly the great mystery of life, the great music of life. Here around us always is the mystery. This great song has joy and sorrow as its warp and woof. Between the mountains and valleys of birth and death, we find every voice and every possibility. Spiritual practice does not ask us to place more beliefs on top of our life. At its heart, it asks us to wake up, to face life directly. In this way, our eyes and ears are open. Buddhist practice offers us one of the greatest of human possibilities, the possibility of awakening. We will see how difficult this can be. We will encounter all the stories we have held on to protect ourselves from the suffering of life. We will face the stories of grief and fear, the contracted sense of self that withdraws from the inevitable hardship and sorrow of life. We will sense emptiness and loss and the lack of permanence of ourselves and all things. For a time in practice, all creation may appear to be a limited and painful story, one in which life is impermanent, filled with suffering, difficult to bear. We may long to remove ourselves from its pains and vicissitudes. But these perspectives are only the first part of our awakening. The second part of the great story of awakening is not about loss or pain, but about finding the harmony of our own song within the great song. We can find peace and freedom in the face of the mystery of life. In awakening to this harmony, we discover a treasure hidden in each difficulty, hidden in the inevitable impermanence and loss of life. Its very instability is the enormous power of creativity. In the process of change, there arise an abundance of new forms, new births, new possibilities, new expressions of art, music, and life forms by the millions. It is only because everything is changing that such bountiful and boundless creativity exists. The hidden treasure in the sufferings, sorrows, and pains of the world is compassion itself. Compassion is the heart's response to sorrow. We share in the beauty of life and in the ocean of tears. The sorrow of life is part of each of our hearts and part of what connects us with one another. It brings with it tenderness, mercy, and an all-embracing kindness that can touch every being. Spiritual practice offers the possibility of discovering the greatest story of all, that we are everything and nothing. It is possible to sense directly how everything is connected in creativity and compassion, and to rest in the midst of it as a Buddha. All things are a part of ourselves, and yet somehow we are none of them and beyond them. The difference between one who is awakened and one who is not is simply a question